Asher Kosev Ramban, the Issa Chayze Vaniya. Masha Kosev Ramban, the Issa Chayze Vaniya, Hainu Rak, the Issa Hamas Battle Beshishim. The Sfilam Ban, the Shishim Havi Shia Basilic Tamar Issa. Shalom Ahani Bittle Beshishim. Because man shein tamis and nirgash behete. Mash lo chilek Ramban betarovet lach belach ben min be mishen and min be mino. Servet af shir shishim bet rabbanim betarovet min be mino hu shir betanam. Because rabbanim min be mino ato min be shen o mino. Okay, he says it sort of like this. He wants to say that the Ramban, who's the big machmir, is because he's very... He can't accept an idea that there could be a heter when you taste something which is awesome. The tam is like a super. It's like the tam. It sounds like he's trying to work with the shach's idea that min b'shein amino is just a din of tam. There is tam, but there's no tam. It's not really bittul. But the problem is that this is the Ramah. The Ramah is passing like this Ramban. So, and the Ramah in general thinks that Min B'Shein Amino hasn't been bittul, right? Not just time or no time. So, in other words, but what he's saying at this point is, whenever there's time, there cannot be bittul. That's Min B'Shein Amino. Okay, and maybe we could say that when there's time, it's like, there's no, it's Nika. You see it, you taste it, right? We can add that, we'll put that in. That tam makes it nikah. So that's why it's chayze v'niya. And what about min b'mino? Why are we machma min b'mino also? Because min b'mino is always is considered as if it was min b'shein amino. Min b'mino, really, the device should be a rove. The Rabbana created a shishim because of min b'shein amino. There the shishim is mitavaisa. In min b'shein amino, shishim is devaisa because you have to get rid of flavor devaisa. Min b'mino, mitavaisa would be rov, but you need a shishim because it would zev min b'shein. So you deal with this question of chozav aniyah, even a min b'mino, what would it then be by min b'shein amino? Since a min b'shein amino would come back, because once there's flavor, it means nikah isa, you see it, no more tarovas. So min b'mino is a zev like min b'shein amino. That's why it all comes back, is what he wants to say.
So it's like because we give a min b'mino, the chumrah of min b'shein amino in regard to shishim.
Right.
Therefore, we should also give the chumrah in regards to
chayze v'niyah. If it's bottle, it comes back. Okay, even though the svara would be maybe should not come back because it's not, you don't taste the tam, and it's not.
How do the two go in?
He's saying the real chayze v'niyah makes more sense than min b'shein amino. Mm-hmm. The opposite svar of the writer,
yeah,
because we have flavor, it means you see it.
Because it's not mivatel, but just a matir. Okay?
Min b'shein amino, right.
In case of min b'mino,
it's a matir. That's what we said in the writer. Now we're saying in the Ramban the other way.
Yeah,
the Ramban was saying is the focus is min b'shein amino. Min b'shein amino is the only really thing you have to think about. Because and min b'shein amino is there is tam also. No tam mutter. Because when there's tam, there's no tarovas. Min b'shein amino has tam, there's no tarovas. It's because you taste it. So once you come up with min b'shein amino will be chozav aniyah, have a gezeira. Min b'mino follows the rules of min b'shein amino. That's all.
Just because I'm pointing out that, so back to this first paragraph, the Ravid holds that by regular min b'mino, lach b'lach is.
So matir, then it comes back.
Yeah, it comes back, therefore it's usher. He doesn't say that by.
Min b'shein amino.
Min b'shein amino, and then what about.
Because he says it disappeared. Disappearing doesn't come back.
What about Yavish B'Yavish?
Like Yavish B'Yavish, she's not discussing Yavish B'Yavish or Lach B'Lach. That's a rush. The rush came up with that distinction.
The
Rabbi never did.
But we're just reading into assuming that because the Rabbin specifically says lach balach, that the Rosh views that there's probably a distinction on what the Rabbin is possibly.
I have to go back to the Rabbin and the Rosh inside to see what they're doing. With I'm just quoting the sheet that the Shach quotes.
Mm-hmm. No.
Really?
Yeah.
So meaning, so we're deriving right now the Ramban from the Rabbin, right?
Yeah.
So the Rabbin has, in the case of Min Bimino, there's no vigil that serves as a mat here, so therefore could come back, could be close to Nier. And then in the case of Min Bishaino Mino, it can't be because it's fully Mevatel. So now we're saying, because now what's the jump to say that Min Bishaino Mino is also
the Ramban, you're saying?
Yeah. Like, I'm not sure I'm giving a jump from.
Didn't the Ramban say that for me, Bishayna Mina, that we're dealing with Tom and it's almost Mikar? It's almost recognizable.
Right, that's what we're saying.
And then how do you. So for the Ramban, for the Rabbin, it makes more sense for the Min Bishayna Mina.
Oh, so the Rabbin would hold that against the Min Bishayna Mina, there's.
He says it's completely that whatever bit the veneer is destroyed. So it makes more sense for the Min Bimino to be close to veneer, Mino. But for the Ramban, it's the opposite. It makes more sense for the Min Bishaino Mino because the Tom is there, it's become recognizable. And then we learn out Min Bimino because the Chachamim already established this similarity or this parallel between Min Bimino and Min Bishaino Mino.
So I guess the difference is the Ramban would hold that Min Bishaino Mino has.
When this when you're adding more and more stuff, you're getting flavor.
Mm.
And the Ramban holds that when there's a flavor, there's no more tarovus.
Okay.
So of course Chayzer Vinir, because I don't have a tarovus anymore. I taste it.
And then how
do we know that? The Ravid's opinion is that it's still a tarovus, even though you taste it. So therefore the Heter, the annihilation continues on.
Okay.
But the Ramban says,
there's
once you taste it, there's no more tarovas, it's nikah.
Mm-hmm.
So of course, chayzer v'nir, because it's now nikah.
Okay, so they both hold that there's a tarovas that's mevatel, but the Ramban will hold that it just undoes it.
Right.
So.
Yeah.